Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, Joe.
Sounds pretty serious. Hello, Ray.
What?
I don't know if you knew this, but Election Day is tomorrow.
What?
Yep. And we want to give people the latest as far as registering and as far as Election Day etiquette. So we bring in Melissa Russell, who we've talked to before. She's the Register of Voters in Bethlehem, and she's a former president of the Register of Voters Association of Connecticut, which we love and call ROVAC. Melissa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm terrific. Getting ready for tomorrow.
Now, let's get to brass tacks. How late can people register to vote?
Okay, so your time to register to vote closed a week ago.
Uh-oh.
However, we have Election Day registration now. So you can't come in today, but you can come in on Election Day. And don't go to the polls if
right.
you're trying to register. Go to your town hall. That's generally where the Election Day registration offices are set up. And you're going to need to be able to prove that you are a resident of your town.
And what do you need to do that, Melissa?
Well, you need something. If you have a current driver's license with your current residence, that's fine. You need a utility bill, a bank bill, something that shows your address. And right. then you're going to need to prove that you are who you say you are. So something that shows your address and something that shows it's you.
But you can't just show up at the polling place because that ain't going to work.
Do not show up at the polls if you're not registered to vote. You're going to be turned away. And the other thing I'd like to say about Election Day registration, we're expecting a big crowd tomorrow. Don't wait until the end of the day because you won't be able, if you get after 7 o'clock, say, and there's a line, you may not be able to get registered and vote before 8 o'clock because 8 o'clock is the drop-dead time for Election Day registration. If you're not in our system by then, you're not going to be able to vote. So don't leave it to the last minute.
Is this the first time we've done this, Melissa, or have we done this before? And if so, how many people register on Election Day?
We are in our, I want to say, sixth year of Election Day registration. So last year's, or 2 years presidential, was a huge day for us. And, you know, there were some cities who got over 1,000 registrations that day.
Wow.
So if you want to think of 1,000 people going to your town hall and registering to vote.
I don't.
So you want to do it early, definitely.
So do it today. Well, no, you can't do it today. You have to do it tomorrow.
You can't do it today. You got to do it tomorrow. But for those who are already registered, you know, you go to your polls, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, whatever.
You've heard from your colleagues around the state and the like, have a lot of people registered for this election? And what are the voter registration numbers at this time? Do you know?
I don't know what the numbers are. Okay. That's held at the Secretary of the State's office where they sort of see all our collective data. But it is increasing. A lot of social media advertising about registering to vote and deadlines have really upticked what we're seeing at the local level. So I think we have more people registered to vote than ever before.
Hey, Melissa, just very quickly, you know, and I don't know if this is your purview, but when you get to the poll, do you have to have some sort of ID? Because I remember they always have that master list, and I show them my driver's license, and we go from there.
Yeah, you absolutely do need some type of ID, but it doesn't have to be a photo ID. It can be something that has a printed name and a signature, like, say, a credit card. It could be your photo ID. It could be your driver's license. It could be your social security card. It can be a utility bill or a bank bill. If you absolutely don't have any ID, there is an affidavit you can sign, and you can do that. But again, that's going to take a little bit more time. So if you want to get in and out smoothly, we do suggest that you bring ID with you just to keep that process moving.
Is there a set procedure at each polling place as to how they're checked and if there's people who question them and that kind of thing? Is it uniform or is it different for every town?
There are statutes in place that direct us how to check somebody in to vote. You need to provide your street, your address, your name, and some type of ID, and then you go and get your ballot. where it comes, where certain towns are a little bit different, or where you have unofficial checkers that are hired by parties
right.
to just sort of keep track of who's voting so they can do their get out the vote operations behind the scenes. But those folks are not allowed to be interfering in any kind of voting process. They can listen, they can check your name off, but they're not supposed to engage the voter or anything.
So if there is a question, then who would determine whether or not you are eligible?
If there's a question, the moderator of the polling place.
Okay,
you'll be sent over there. They'll do some checking. You may be on our inactive list. You may be in the wrong polling place.
Oh.
So you want to check beforehand. It happens, especially if you move. If you've moved a lot.
Yeah.
So you want to check beforehand where your polling place is. Call your town hall. Call your city hall. They're going to be able to tell you just where you need to be.
From the way everybody's talking, it sounds like tomorrow is going to be a very busy day
at
the polls. It sounds like there's a great deal of interest in this election tomorrow.
I think it is. I think anytime you have an open seat like a governor's race, you draw a lot of interest. And obviously, you know, we've been bombarded with advertisements for, it seems like, years now.
Yeah. Christmas for one of the candidates.
It feels like there is quite a lot of interest. I don't know anybody who doesn't realize that there's an election tomorrow.
What's a good, I know in past years, midterm elections have had 58% of the,
which is
pretty good, but it sounds like that could even go over the top a little bit more tomorrow.
I feel like it could be. I know a lot of registrars have ordered a number of ballots that are comparable to the presidential election, just because there has been so much hype about this. So I'm thinking we're going to see a higher turnout. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm living in a bubble here, but I do think there's going to be a higher turnout than we normally see.
So it's 8 o'clock. The voting is done, or 8:15, whenever people leave the polling place. What's the procedure to count the votes? People are unclear about how this happens. Right, take us through it.
Okay, so what happens when the last person in line has cast their vote? The moderator goes in and they put in this special piece of paper that has, it's like a card, and it has certain timing marks on it. They put that through the tabulator and hit a few buttons at the same time. That ends the election. So that's when the little, it looks like a grocery store receipt comes out.
Okay.
And the entire election comes out of the machine and through that way. In cities where there are multiple polling places, each polling place will do this procedure, then bring all that information back to the central location where the head moderator will tally that all up. And, of course, this year we have the election management system where you're going to be able to see some results online.
Okay.
No good.
Well, it's just, you know, as I say, it's the one thing that we do here in Connecticut, and I agree that, you know, first of all, as I understand, the machines themselves are not really connected, okay, right? And so basically you get that count, and then what? You call it in?
No, you actually hand deliver it. The machines are not connected in any way to any
internet, none of that hacking,
or internet or anything. It's basically old technology.
Good.
They're reading bubbles. And then you physically are taking that paper receipt and driving it to that central location. So it sounds like it's very primitive, but it actually is what makes it very secure.
Yeah, and they're paper backups, which is really nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Well, of course, I did mine, filled in the bubbles, got a 700 on my SAT. So it was pretty good. Melissa, thank you much for being on.
Thanks, Melissa. Good luck tomorrow. Right.
I hope everyone comes out to vote tomorrow.
Thank you.
Oh, we will.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.